Diabetes afflicts Native Americans in disproportionate numbers. On average, American Indians and Alaska Natives are about 3 times more likely to develop diabetes than non-Hispanic whites. Medical professionals say that a variety of factors could account for this: rapid westernization of lifestyles, changes in diet, as well as plain old genetics. This year, the Zuni tribe of western New Mexico is celebrating the 20th anniversary of a model fitness program designed to combat diabetes by building on tribal traditions of running and physical activity. Recent studies have proven that lifestyle modification, healthy diet, and moderate exercise is the most effective way to prevent or delay the onset of diabetes. This year, for the first time, there was no fee to participate in the Zuni Fitness Series, and enrollment has soared. Arizona Public Radio's Kate Davidson has more.
It's early morning in Zuni, but the town is awake. The skies are clear, and what sounds like the patter of rain is really the footsteps of hundreds of Zuni runners. They're rounding the first corner of a 5K and half marathon course. The races are part of the monthly Zuni Fitness Series, a community program funded by the Indian Health Service. The fitness series is 20 years old, but Zunis have been running for centuries. Whether to reach the fields where they farmed or to disseminate battle plans through dispersed villages. Now they gather from May to September for relay races, fun walks, and runs to a nearby mountain held sacred. But Ruby Wolf, director of a community program that sponsored this year's participants, says that in the past, not all families could afford the $10 registration fee for their kids.
Well, coming from a poor tribe, we don't often find children walking around with $10 in their pocket, but when they learned that the program was sponsoring them, they showed up in hundreds.
Registration nearly tripled this year, reaching almost 1,000 participants in July. That's almost 10% of registered tribal members. The boost in participation is considered a great success for the community because doctors believe increased physical activity can help control diabetes. But in the 20 years of the fitness series, no one has measured its effect on the health of the people here. So with free registration this year came one condition. The body mass index and risk factors of all participants are now recorded when they sign up. With this information, health workers hope to track the progress of individual participants and the fitness series as a whole. Waiting for her 2-mile fun walk to begin, Carol Pinto says she's been participating in the fitness series since the 1980s. She has no doubt the program has helped her.
Now I walk every day, 1 to 2 miles. I try to get in a little bit of weight lifting and, you know, just trying to keep myself a bit fitter. Last year I was diagnosed with diabetes, but because of the walking and stuff, I've been able to keep it under control.
Pinto has a family history of diabetes. 2 cousins died of the disease in their 30s. She credits the program with staving off her diagnosis until age 50. But it may be children who have the most to gain from the fitness program. Health workers hope that if kids grow up exercising, they'll decrease their risk of developing diabetes at a later age. Early on the morning of the events, kids are everywhere. Many of them sport Zuni Fitness t-shirts, and some of the proudest little ones have shirts from previous years. Though the local donut lady does brisk business, the main draw of the day is the youth biathlon, a mile of running and a mile of biking. A 4-year-old is among the first to finish. Lydia Simplicio of the Zuni Wellness Center says the smallest children are supposed to stick to non-competitive events.
But you have your hyper little ones that want to run, and you can't say no. If they want to do it, let them do it. Then they go home and they take their nap. Tire them out.
Though kids of both genders run, most of the competitive runners are men. For many women, the key to fitness has been aerobics classes. Here at the Zuni Wellness Center, a room full of women stomp and swing their arms to Latin and country hits, even hip-hop. Though the music is contemporary, Simplicio says she's inspired by the tribe's harvest dances and religious ceremonies when she teaches aerobics.
I think of moves like, hey, and then I will turn to them, hey, look at this, bring your feathers up. Then they laugh, they enjoy that because, hey, they don't know it, but I'm making this as part of our traditional dance.
The sessions are so popular that there are now almost 50 aerobics and spinning classes a week in Zuni, which some have dubbed the aerobics capital of Indian country. The popularity of these fitness programs has made Zuni a model for other Native communities. But an overall lack of standardized data throughout Native America has made it difficult to evaluate how much impact programs like this actually have on diabetes. That's an issue the IHS will address at a conference this month directed at improving data collection and helping tribes measure the effectiveness of programs like the Zuni Fitness Series. For NPR News, I'm Kate Davidson in Zuni, New Mexico.